So today we're going to talk about the incremental pushback. And if you have your Bibles, would you please open them to Psalm 8 and also Romans 8. We'll start with Psalm 8. We'll take a sideways step into Romans. The incremental pushback. When I was in professional school, the president of the University of Health Sciences that I graduated from in Lombard, Illinois, came and spoke to the student body, Dr. Joe Jancy. He was a renowned practitioner. And we were bright-eyed and eager graduates ready to go out and heal the world. And one of the students asked him, Dr. Jancy, what constitutes a good doctor? And I'll never forget his answer. He said, a good doctor is one who can give 5 minutes of relief to a patient when others have failed. 5 minutes of relief. Now, I want you to hold on to that concept. Because this Psalm 8 has continually gripped me in the profundity of it. And I want you to look at verse 2 again. Because of your adversaries, you have established a stronghold. This is a psalm of David. You've established a stronghold from the mouths of children and nursing infants. That doesn't sound very strong, does it? To silence the enemy and the avenger. So we have a stronghold. It's established by God. It's established in response to God's adversaries. It's established to govern his good creation. This stronghold is going to be employed by God to silence and to govern. And we see at the center of this stronghold are the weakest, children and nursing infants. So the strength of the stronghold can't be from children and nursing infants. The stronghold strength has to come from something else. So to understand what this stronghold is, I want you to think at what the enemy most vociferously and urgently attacks in your life. What is it that the enemy attacks in your life? Number one thing. Because that's the stronghold. Because the enemy recognizes the stronghold. The enemy knows what the stronghold's for. The enemy knows that the stronghold is to shut him up, is to silence him. Therefore, he's going to attack that stronghold. So what does the enemy attack in your life? Now, let me speak for all of us. I think this would be ubiquitously true. The enemy attacks your intimacy, your trust, and your love of God. That's what the enemy attacks. The enemy knows this is the stronghold. And therefore, this is what the enemy attacks. Because if he can get into that, if he can get into that relationship and attack that relationship, he gets rid of the stronghold. The stronghold is your relationship with God. God deemed that in eons past, this is what he's going to do. This is how he's going to govern the world. This is how he's going to silence the enemy. A relationship with people, a relationship with humanity. And the more intimate that relationship is between you and God, now you know this is true. The more intimate, trusted, and loving your relationship is with God, the stronger that is, the stronger you are in your vocation, in what you're supposed to be doing as God's men and women. Amen. Now, I've referenced Milton and Paradise Lost a few times, and I don't expect that you have read that. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. And, you know, Milton was brilliant, and he was a theologian. Milton comes up with a great passage that explains what Satan did. And I'll paraphrase it. They're thrown out of heaven, Satan and his minions, expelled. And they're trying to come up with a way to get back at God. So they're laying and languishing on earth. And it takes them 9 days to come up with this plan, according to Milton. All right, we'll just go with this, okay? I know it's not scripture, but I think it's interesting. And they say, first of all, one of the demons stands up and he says, we want to stick our thumb in God's eye, so to speak, because he expelled us from paradise. That's why it's called Paradise Lost. So we know that heaven itself is unassailable. They say the walls are too high, the gates are impregnable, it's too well defended. We can't make a direct assault on heaven, the celestial city itself. Okay, we all agree with that. The demons all agree. So several more days pass. Thinking, how to get back at God. Finally, another demon stands up, and he approaches Satan, the leader. And he says, you know, Satan, I've been thinking. There is a part of God's kingdom that he has more or less left undefended, and that is earth. And the first thing that we could do is we could drive what he calls the puny inhabitants of earth. He said we could drive the puny inhabitants of earth off, and then we could have earth all to ourselves, and that would really get God. Well, another demon is listening, and he stands up and he says, you know, there's something even better than that. Because God has, in fact, entrusted the governance, the management, the protection of earth, part of his kingdom, to these puny inhabitants. So a better plan, a better way to get back at God and to thwart his desire, let's get into that. Let's get the humans that inhabit the earth to join our side, to come over to us. And therefore, they will not prosecute what God has for them to do. They will manage earth poorly. That whole plan will fall apart. And so we will attack the stronghold. We will attack the relationship that humanity has with God. Because if we can get into that, they will be totally impotent as far as running and managing the earth. That's the stronghold. Your relationship with him. Now, to put this in human terms, everyday terms, I should say, when my relationship with my wife is clicking on all cylinders, and it usually is, okay, but everybody has ins and outs, When my relationship with Teresa is clicking on all cylinders, I can face anything. I can do anything. I feel like I can do. I feel like I'm invincible. I feel like I'm bulletproof. And I'm much more effective in my job. I'm much more effective in my relationships with everybody, with my patients. If that relationship is struggling for whatever reason, I am less, my stronghold is affected. Correct? You've been there. You see, that's the stronghold that God has established in Psalm 8. The stronghold is Him combined with these children and nursing infants. And it is the combination of the children with the nursing infants that makes it strong. And if that is interfered with, if the enemy gets into that, then he subverts all of God's plans. Now, so what is required of us? Do you ever wonder that? What am I supposed to do as God's man or as God's woman? What kind of activity am I supposed to be engaged in? So I combined Psalm 8 with Romans 8. And when we read Romans 8, 19 to 23, we see, so now you can turn back there, Romans 8, 19 to 23, what do we see there? And I am well aware that I have been talking about this. This is like my third Sunday I'm talking about this, but I'm talking about it over and over again, because the concept that is held here for us is massive. The concept in this stronghold is so big that it can just really turn your concept of what you should be doing on its head. So we see in Romans 8, it's the revelation. All of creation eagerly waits for God's sons and daughters to be revealed. Why? Because creation is subject to futility. Not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it. So all of creation is waiting for your relationship with God to be revealed. When your relationship with God is revealed, it unleashes the silencing power of the stronghold. Make sure you understand that. Because Paul says, creation's waiting for it to be revealed. For it to be revealed. For it to be obvious. Romans, first chapter. God's wrath is revealed from heaven against all godlessness and unrighteousness of people who, by their unrighteousness, suppress the truth. Since what can be known about God is evident among them because God has revealed it to them. You're part of this. You're part of what can be known about God. Have you ever thought about it that way? You are part of what I just read that Paul wrote. You, through your relationship with God, reveal to others attributes of God. You reveal to others what God is like. David Copperfield. There's a little girl in there named Emily, and she has an uncle named Ham. Odd name, but his name was Ham. And he was just so good to her and so loving to her. And Emily says to her uncle one day, "Now that I know you, I think I must know what God is like." So when your relationship with God is revealed to the world, you push back. I'm combining Psalm 8 with Romans 8. You push back against the bondage of corruption that people find themselves in. Teresa was, she doesn't tell me what she does in those in her room up there with her clients. I have no idea. But she does tell me the overarching experiences. And she said recently that she was in that room with a client, and this particular client had no interest in God, had no interest in Scripture, and didn't want to hear anything about it. But Teresa just, through her, who she is, revealed, you see, she revealed the stronghold. Her relationship with the Creator was revealed. And she said something happened to this client. Something happened. And I said, what happened in there is that you released the silencing power of the stronghold. And the power of the stronghold is to push back against the adversaries of God. You just stay in relationship with God. You stay intimate, trusting, and loving with God. And when you are in a room, it will be revealed. There will be an outcropping, you see. There will be something that you do or you say that the others observing you, the relationship between you and God is evident. It's revealed. And then what can be known about God is shown to them. Is the world held in the bondage of corruption? Are we there? Have you ever seen anything like it? Romans 8 is here. And we can look at Romans 8 and we can think, well, that's going to be end time. You know, when creation is remade, creation is all new. No, listen, this starts now. The revelation to men and women of the stronghold in your life and in my life, the revelation of your relationship with God, if it is intimate, organic, trusting, and loving, has a power. This is so interesting. There's a power in that relationship that tells people what can be known about God. You're part of that. You silence the enemy. The stronghold is created to silence, Psalm 8 says, to silence the adversary. You know what the enemy's three tools are? Hurry, noise, and crowds. There's a philosopher whose name escapes me right now, and he says, all of men's miseries derive from him, her, not being able to sit in solitude for 15 minutes a day. Do you practice solitude, silence, and study? You see, the reason that David words it that way in Psalm 8, that it silences, is because the world's culture, the enemies of God, the avenger, are constantly yapping in the ears of men and women that trying to sell their worldview. It is constantly being barraged through the media, through literature, through others. This is the way to be human. This is the way to negotiate life. And what we do, fascinating, what we do when we bring the relationship into that environment and it's revealed, the stronghold is of no power unless it's revealed. The stronghold does not do anybody any good unless it's revealed. That's what Paul says. Creation's waiting for it to be revealed. Those people you work with, they're waiting for it to be revealed. It's the revelation that unleashes the silencing power. The stronghold itself does not. Please understand that. Paul makes that eminently clear. It's the revelation the revealing, the uncovering that unleashes the silencing power of this stronghold. So what are you to do? Do you struggle with that? Well, I love the Lord. I'm a Christian. I want to be used by Him. So where do I put my energy? What should I be doing? What can I do? What do I say to this person? So powerful and palpable is an intimate, loving, trusting relationship between a human and the divine that it emanates its own force. I absolutely believe this. Absent that, we're children and nursing infants. Do you see this? The power is in the relationship. Where does your energy go? Into the relationship. What will happen? You will be put in situations where that relationship, that stronghold that you have, is going to be revealed. And it silences. It silences the enemy. And in those moments of silence, there are no vacuums in God's creation. In that moment of silence, what will they hear? If you silence the adversary, if you silence the enemy, if you silence the avenger, when the stronghold of your relationship with God is revealed to them, the small, still voice of God is heard. They hear it. They may not even recognize what it is they're hearing, but they hear and they experience a different way of being human. They experience a different worldview. All of a sudden, a beam of light breaks through and they see an alternative way to live. Do you see how important your relationship is with God? Do you see where you put your energy? That is God's chosen stronghold to silence the avenger and the enemy. Now remember Dr. Jancy's story. 5 minutes of relief. And that's why the title is called The Incremental Pushback. Even if their release, watch this, even if their release from the bondage of corruption is for 5 minutes, you've done something wonderful. If it's for 5 seconds, you've done something. God has done something through you. You've given them a glimpse into another world. And it can just be for those brief moments that the enemy and the avenger are silenced. Don't you love that phrase? Don't you want to shut him up? Has he been yapping in your ear this week? You see, that's how he gets into the stronghold in our own lives. When I nurture my relationship with God, intimacy, trust, and love, it silences him to me. And then I'm able to, no, I'm not, I'm unable to, I am then the vehicle through which the stronghold comes into a world that is under bondage of corruption, that is held hostage. Why? They don't know any other way. Why? The noise. See, we're silencers. You take yourself and you do the Romans 1 thing. What can be known about God is revealed to them through what God has made, Paul says. We are new creations. We're part of this equation. We are made in the image of God. We're made, we're remade and newly made. Therefore, what can be known about God is revealed through the remaking of us. Is that clear? This is weighty stuff. Now, that bondage that people are in, the bondage of corruption, is manifested in many ways in people. We had physical complaints, or prayer requests today. That's bondage of corruption. It can be mental. It can be spiritual. It can be all three. So the bondage that people are under, because the Avengers never been silenced for them, that's just the way life is. We're subject to entropy, decay, and destruction. That's just the way it is. But when your status as a child of God is revealed to them, even if it's for a few moments, just for a few moments, you silence that. And they can hear another way. They can hear another voice. And we have to lose our arrogance into thinking that we have to see the end result of that. See, when you get to the other side, you're going to be met by people who will remind you of an incident you completely forgot about. See, that's where we have to lose our arrogance. Well, I don't feel like, I'm not doing anything great for the Lord. I'm not doing any big things for the Lord. That's arrogance. You are a nursing infant and a child. And if you're looking to do great things as a nursing infant and a child, that ain't no stronghold. But I don't feel like I can do anything. I don't feel like I have any gifts. I don't feel like I'm talented. That's a nursing infant and child. So, like the bondage is manifested in different ways in people, so is the revelation of the Spirit working in us manifested in different ways in people. You know, when Jesus gave his Sermon on the Mount, he put it down very succinctly, didn't he, at the end, after he gave the Beatitudes. He says, well, okay. I can hear him say, all right. Let me tell you why you're here. Remember? You're here to be salt and light. Salt just does what it does by being salt. Light does what it does by being light. He says, you're to bring out the God flavors of the world. You're to bring out the God colors of the world. See, it's revealed. You silence, and the God colors and the God flavors are able to trickle in incrementally, bit by bit, centimeter by centimeter. You start to change lives. No, 1 minute reprimand to myself. That was infant and nursing child. No, the stronghold, the relationship starts to change lives. But there are specifics, too. Specifics. The salt and light are broad brush. And before that, Jesus says, you don't light an olive oil lamp and put it under a bush. See, if you have a relationship with God, and it's intimate, trusting, and loving, and like Jesus said, why would you hide it under a it doesn't do anybody any good. It's the revelation that the lamp is lit that does something. Specifics. Well, how can specifically be this shown in your life? Paul, Corinthians. A manifestation of the Spirit is given to each person to produce what is beneficial. Wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, distinguishing between spirits, distinguishing different kinds of languages, and interpretation of those languages. But one and the same Spirit is active in all these, distributing to each one as he wills. Here's a takeaway. This will free you. Ever and always, the revelation of your loving, trusting relationship and is an outcropping of that relationship. You see this? It's the outcropping. Changes in your life are an outcropping of the relationship. So if you're Satan, what would you attack? The source. The source. You would attack the source of that outcropping. You wouldn't attack the outcropping. Oh, you go ahead and do all the good works you want. No, he's going to attack the source of that outcropping, which is your relationship. What do you do today? Stay in relationship with him. Don't let the enemy do that to you. Because if you get out of relationship, the enemy has direct access to you. You see, our Lord most potently demonstrated this, didn't he? He most potently demonstrated this. So strong was his relationship with God, trusting, intimate, and loving, so strong was that wherever he went, it emanated from him. He walks through a crowd. Healing happens. People are released from bondage of corruption because the revelation of that stronghold is given to those people. Do you see this? Do you see the power of this concept? They were drawn to him and they didn't even know why. Because ever and always, this is how God's universe was supposed to click and run. Divinity and humanity. And when people see that, they don't even know why they're drawn to it, but they are organically drawn to it because that's the way it should be. And Jesus demonstrates this. He's revealed as the Son of God. And the bondage of corruption falls away all around him. Chains falling off. The lame, the blind, the deaf. All those people held in bondage of corruption are released. Why? Just because it was revealed to them. It silenced the avenger. Do you see the power of this in our lives, Newville? You get this? Is this novel? Stop spinning your wheels. Stay in relationship. And when you walk into a room, something radiates. I'm very much a metaphysical kind of guy, very much. I very much sign on with things that are inexplicable. You know, we have such arrogance in our communities and science that, well, if we can't explain it, it doesn't exist, kind of thing. Jesus pushes back the bondage of corruption in people's lives by virtue of his relationship with the Father. Now, all of creation is waiting for you to be revealed. This, well, at least I know where I'm going when I die. Kind of faith, I have no patience for that, and I'll tell you, God will have none of it. Your faith is not all about you. This remains the purpose of our faith. This remains the purpose of our status as sons and daughters of God. The purpose is to reveal that to others so that they have a chance to be released from the bondage, so that they have a chance to have the enemy silenced. It remains our purpose now, and it will remain our purpose into eternity, which dovetails into where I'm going to go next week with this, and that is there's a second revelation coming. There's a second go-around where God's children are going to be revealed. I hope this made sense. Let's pray. Lord, bless these words. Amen.